What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 468. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about relative hypoglycemia in the ICU. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode468. And the title of the article is Relative Hypoglycemia in Diabetic Patients with Critical Illness. The lead author is Timothy Kwan, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine Online, January 2020. Relative hypoglycemia is most commonly a term used in outpatient care of diabetic patients. Previous to this study, it had not been looked at in a critically ill population. The authors examined the frequency, characteristics, and outcome associations of relative hypoglycemia in diabetic patients with critical illness. This was a retrospective cohort study in a single-center ICU. Over 1,500 patients were examined. Patients were divided into subgroups according to their first hemoglobin A1c in the past 3 months. Hemoglobin A1c less than 6.5, from 6.5 to 7.4, and greater than or equal to 7.5. This particular split was decided upon because for patients with a hemoglobin A1c in the diabetic range of greater than 6.5, the median hemoglobin A1c was 7.5. So two categories were made to provide better analysis of the data. Fully one-third of the patients with diabetes experienced relative hypoglycemia during their ICU admission. These patients had higher glycemic lability, hemoglobin A1c levels, and Apache 3 scores. Mortality was significantly higher in this group of patients, with a hazard ratio of 1.9 for 28-day mortality. This hazard ratio was essentially unchanged after adjustment for episodes of absolute hypoglycemia. In patients who did experience an episode of relative hypoglycemia, the hazard ratio for subsequently going on to develop absolute hypoglycemia in the ICU was 3.5, and this was statistically significant. The authors concluded, in ICU patients with diabetes, relative hypoglycemia is common, increases with higher hemoglobin A1c levels, and is a modifiable risk factor for both mortality and subsequent absolute hypoglycemia. These findings provide the rationale for future interventional studies to explore new blood glucose management strategies and to substantiate the clinical relevance of relative hypoglycemia. In this study, relative hypoglycemia was defined as a single episode of glucose greater than or equal to 30% below the average glucose level, but not less than or equal to 70. The study used a liberal glucose target between 180 and 250 milligrams per deciliter in diabetic patients and between 100 and 180 in non-diabetics. Perhaps the most significant finding is that among patients with hemoglobin A1c greater than or equal to 6.5 who experienced absolute hypoglycemia, two-thirds had a preceding episode of relative hypoglycemia. This suggests that absolute hypoglycemia could be predicted and possibly avoided with increased vigilance after the development of relative hypoglycemia. Some measure of computer support would be required to first calculate an average glucose level for a patient that could then be compared to ongoing glucose values to identify and alert staff to the onset of relative hypoglycemia. Since the study was retrospective, ideally a prospective and multi-center study would be conducted to confirm the results. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical trainings from a pharmacist's point of view on hypoglycemia, IV insulin in the ICU, and the entire training library covering critical care, emergency medicine, infectious disease, and general hospital pharmacy, plus many more resources to help you in your practice. Get all the details and join today at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.